The war's toll for the 7 days through September 4th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past 7 days, as well as a list of Iraqi civilians who were reported killed on March 24th, 2003. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, September 5th, 2006, 2,888 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,656 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 19,773 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. In the past week, then, 26 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. And I'll also say that there still are no numbers of wounded soldiers from other nationalities. In Afghanistan, 469 coalition soldiers have been killed. Of that number, 333 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 851 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. As in Iraq, there are no numbers for wounded soldiers from other nationalities in Afghanistan. In the past week, then, 23 coalition soldiers were reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 277 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in August to at least 435, and the total for September so far, at least 218. I will note, though, that these numbers are estimates at best. They appear to be rather politicized in that terms like insurgents and extremists are often used, and one gets the impression that the military is engaging in a body count, perhaps inflating the numbers of so-called enemies that they have killed. But the numbers are still estimates and ensure barely represent the violence that is occurring on a daily basis in Afghanistan. Back to Iraq. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths as collected by IraqBodyCount.org stands at 46,307. The estimates, though, from organizations and researchers such as Lancet put the number at well over 100,000. That number was estimated over 2 years ago. The number of Iraqis who have been wounded since the invasion in March of 2003 is in the hundreds of thousands, certainly, although no official numbers have been released. In the past week, then, at least 303 Iraqis were reported killed, bringing the total in August of 2006 to 1,203, and the total so far for September to at least 66 Iraqi civilians. The financial cost of the war for just the Iraq war is now at $312.4 billion and counting, according to costofwar.com. For taxpayers in Colorado, your tax bill is $4.8 billion and counting. I'll now read the names first of Iraqi civilians who were reported killed. Again, these civilians were reported killed on the 24th of March, 2003. Hassan Ali Abed, 20-year-old man. Hassan Hashem Baga, 8-year-old boy. Hassan Hamidi Shahan Arafa, 40-year-old man. Hassan Zore Agel, 9-year-old boy. Hussein Karim Ayed, 12-year-old boy. Jabayer Moshed, unknown aged male. Kadem Mohammed Hadi, unknown aged male. Kamal Ajel, unknown aged male. Kariam Farhud Haribi, unknown aged male. Kafran a la creme, 4-year-old girl. Now I will read the names of coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 24th of August, Sebastien Planelis, 22 years old, French Air Force, France. Also on the 24th of August, Frédéric Paré, 34 years old, French Navy, Marseille, France. On the 31st of August, Michael Dunkervoort, 29 years old, Royal Dutch Air Force, Veghel, Netherlands. On the 1st of September, Anare Dreva, 27 years old, British Army, Fiji. On the 2nd of September, Stephen Johnson, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Leigh Anthony Mitchell-Moore, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Gareth Rodney Nicholas, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Alan James Squires, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Stephen Swarbrick, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Gary Wayne Andrews, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Stephen Beatty, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Gerard Martin Bell, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. And also on the 2nd of September, Adrian Davies, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Benjamin James, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, John Joseph Langton, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Gary Paul Quilliam, Royal Air Force, United Kingdom. Also on the 2nd of September, Joseph David Windall, Royal Marine, United Kingdom. And also on the 2nd of September, Oliver Simon Dickets, British Army, United Kingdom. On the 3rd of September, Frank Mellish, 38 years old, Canadian Army, Canada. Also on the 3rd of September, Richard Nolan, Canadian Army, Canada. On the 4th of September, Mark Anthony Graham, Canadian Army, Canada. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. on the 27th of August. Seth A. Hildreth, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Also on the 27th of August, Dan Dolan, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Roy, Utah. Also on the 27th of August, Kenneth Cross, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Superior, Wisconsin. Also on the 27th of August, Tristan Smith, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Bryn Athyn, Pennsylvania. Also on the 27th of August, Moises Jasmine, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Providence, Rhode Island. Also on the 27th of August, Kizing Lee, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Also on the 27th of August, Sean A. Novak, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Also on the 27th of August, Joshua D. Jones, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Pomeroy, Ohio. Also on the 27th of August, Donald E. Champlin, 28 years old, U.S. Marine, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Also on the 27th of August, David J. Almazan, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Van Nuys, California. Also on the 27th of August, Jeffrey J. Hansen, 31 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Cairo, Nebraska. And also on the 27th of August, Derry Benson, 46 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Winterville, North Carolina. On the 28th of August, Matthew E. Schneider, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Gorham, New Hampshire. On the 29th of August, Christopher Tyler Warndorf, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Burlington, Kentucky. On the 30th of August, Colin J. Wolfe, 18 years old, U.S. Marine, Manassas, Virginia. Also on the 30th of August, Joshua R. Hansen, 27 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, St. Paul, Minnesota. On the 1st of September, Cliff Gola, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Charlotte, North Carolina. Also on the 1st of September, Michael Deason, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Desloge, Missouri. This has been the war's toll for the 7 days up through September 4th, 2006. I'm Scott Bergwin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, their relatives, their neighbors in all countries.